Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. True Value. In Luke 12, 6-7, we read, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows." Whenever I read today's scripture, I have to ask if the hairs of our head are numbered before or after we lose most of them. That is meant to be humorous, but I know that the words are intended to show just how intimately the Lord knows us. I love birds and enjoy a varied collection of birds that visit the feeders I have for them outside my window. Some of these precious creatures have become accustomed to me and stay close when I fill their feeding stations. It always bothers me when I hear Christians speak as if the Lord was not aware of the details of their lives. Perhaps our problem is that we lack a proper understanding of God's Word. From Genesis to Revelation, we read of God's intimate knowledge of us and our surroundings. In Psalm 139, we read, "You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord." The next time you are tempted to feel alone and abandoned by the Lord, start looking around for the nearest sparrow, or any other bird. The Lord knows that bird by name and cares for it. If He does that, be assured that He will also take care of you. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled "The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer." If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.